Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 68 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. This one's a great one. It's with Lance Kirkpatrick of Style Switch Barbecue and Brew in Austin in the newly opened The Switch in Dripping Springs. I just want to let you know that this one was recorded about a year ago, and it was before The Switch opened.
We talk about his history. We talk about Louis Miller Barbecue, where he started out. A lot of stories about that. Then we go on to talk about how he and Shane Styles started Style Switch, what their kind of their motto is, and how they are open for lunch as well as dinner, which I think is very important. We talk about their new restaurant that they're opening up in Dripping Springs. We talk about his favorite book, which is not a barbecue book. I think you'll be interested to know what book that is, and I think you'll enjoy it. He's a great guy, very eloquent, and we have some fun.
If you're liking these, please subscribe. That way you can get all the back episodes. I have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. But enjoy it. All right. Well, good morning again.
Good morning, Kevin.
How was your night? You did the overnight shift?
Yeah, just getting off out of the pit room right now.
And what does that look like for your overnight?
Well, when I come in, briskets have been cooking for about 6 hours, 7 hours. So I just keep cooking those. Start adding the ribs in around one on the beef ribs. Start adding pork ribs, sausage, chicken, turkey, all of that throughout the morning, staging it so it all comes off and ready for opening time.
That's nice. So what time again did you say you come in?
I came in at 11 last night.
11 last night. And then do you guys alternate who has that weekly early shift or late shift?
Yeah, we do it monthly, and I've kind of been out of the rotation for a while. I've been doing a 5 a.m. shift, but I'm kind of covering. It's vacation time here at Style Switch. The pitmasters all take our vacations in the hottest months, so we're all kind of covering for each other to be away.
That makes a lot of sense. So is your month ending in a week and a half or so?
Yeah, well, I did the first 2 weeks of this month, and Andy Stapp, my other pitmaster, is going to be doing the next 2 weeks, and I'll go back to my 5 a.m.
Because you just took a trip to the West Coast, right?
Yeah, we did a cool vacation up there. We did a Pacific Coast Highway tour. So.
That's a great trip. The Pacific Coast Highway is beautiful.
Yes, it was. Very beautiful. Drove inland a little to Mendocino and saw a friend, and back down to San Francisco for the James Taylor concert.
Oh, that's cool. Very yeah. Cool. Oh, that's nice.
Giant Stadium, AT&T Stadium.
Oh, that's really cool. And going to that park is just beautiful. It just feels special.
Yeah.
So Lance, I wanted to know more. I know a little bit about your history. Well, I know a good amount about your history, but I wanted to let other people know before you worked at Louis Miller, what did you do before that?
I did a number of things in the food and beverage industry. Everything from waiting tables to prep cook, some hotel management, restaurant and bar management, bartending mostly. I did some cooking. I was a breakfast cook. I was a line cook at a breakfast place for about a year and a half. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I knew nothing about barbecue before I met Bobby. So,
did you grow up in Taylor?
No, I didn't. A house took me there. I grew up in Odessa, in West Texas. And a group of us, we graduated high school in '87. A group of us all came to Austin, just getting out of Odessa.
Okay, and then with Bobby, you saw an ad in the paper. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I answered an ad in the paper, and took the job. Went in and talked to him. He needed help. John had just left to go do his first place downtown by Dish Balk or whatever down by campus.
Okay.
And he and his wife, Trish, were running it by themselves, and I came in to help out, peeling potatoes, cutting wood, stuff like that.
At the beginning, Rick, when the first day you started, was it just knee deep in barbecue, or was it, like you said, doing the potatoes,
Yeah, no, when I first started, he had me coming in kind of mid-morning. He had already been cooking for a while, so I came in and he taught me the potato salad recipe and coleslaw and cutting onions and splitting wood and all that type of fun stuff.
No, that makes sense. And it gets, I didn't realize, and this is just my naivete, I didn't realize how cold it gets in Austin and outside of Austin and how hot it gets too. How were those winters and summers at the beginning?
Pretty brutal. That old building that they're in out there in Taylor it's pretty bare bone. And there was no AC then, or of course any heat or anything. So it was it was cold in the winter and it was really hot in the summer.
How long did it take before you were able to actually touch the brisket and deal with the brisket?
I guess I'd been there about a year and a half.
Okay.
Bobby asked me if I wanted to learn how to cook. So.
Was that one of those things where he just said, here you go, and walked out? Or was it a thing where he walked you through it?
Yeah, I shadowed him for months. And, it was probably a year and a half after that he even gave me my own day to cook. I had Mondays for a while, That would have off Sunday and Mondays.
What was that like, that first day? Nerve-wracking?
I almost caught the woodpile on fire the first day he left me on my own. I emptied ashes or something in a plastic bucket, and it almost caught the whole woodpile on fire the first day I was on my own. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's crazy. But then, how did it work with Diners, Drive-Ins, Dives? Because I think that's the first time I saw you. They reached out to you guys. Was Bobby excited to have them come, or was he like how I imagined, probably not too excited?
Yeah, probably more how you imagine. By the time they finally got there, he really wasn't having it because they had been delayed. That was in 06, and there was the big storm in Denver that delayed Guy from getting there for like 2 days. So we had planned him to be there, and then he wasn't there, and then he wasn't there again. So by the time he got there, Bobby was a little gruff with him. It was in true Bobby fashion. But it was cool. It was a great experience. Guy and them, they hadn't even sold it to the Food Network yet. They were going around first year just shooting the thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was a neat deal.
I still like his comment about where the wood comes from.
Right. ask a stupid question. If he would have asked what type of wood you're using, Bobby would have told him what he wanted to know the first time.
Well, of course. And then after that, did that change? Because it's 06, the internet really wasn't, social media hadn't blown up yet. Did that change the customers that were coming?
It did. It brought business in over there, and you hit it on the head. There was no internet. There wasn't any social media. There wasn't nothing like that. And that was the beauty of that spot back then, because people just had to know about Louis Miller Barbecue to know about it, And of course, nowadays, Wayne's done a great job getting them out there on the Facebooks and Instagram. Of course, that's a big part of the industry now.
Yeah, so, I was going to talk about that because I'm sure that has changed everything, and it now has to be a component of your business.
Oh, it's a large component of the business. We're very fortunate to have Catherine here doing that for us. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, she does a great job, I like the fact that you show food photos, barbecue photos. I think that it's everyone's visual, and a lot of people put a lot of text where I think it makes a lot of sense to see what you're getting daily.
Right. She's getting really good. She's a food stylist photographer for sure.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And it definitely makes me every day it makes me wish I was in Austin or North Austin. So then from when after Bobby passed, I know obviously that was tough for everyone. You stayed on board for about a year, year and a half or so?
Yeah, it was about that. It was about a year and a month, about 3 days and about 4 hours.
So you have no idea how long it was.
it was about a year and a half or so. He passed in September, and I ended up leaving in October the next year. So.
And you guys opened up that same day that he passed, right? Because you had product, right?
Yeah, we had about $3,000 or $4,000 worth of meat on the pit, and the lady that helped me run the place at the time was standing there next to me when I got the news, and we both cried and prayed and said, Bobby wouldn't want nothing else but to serve this food, so that's what we did.
And you were living in Austin at the time, right? Taylor.
I'm living in Taylor.
Yeah. And then you started up. You opened a restaurant, right? Didn't you open a restaurant after that?
I did. I'd had my eye on a building that was in downtown Taylor. It's got great architecture in downtown Taylor. Cool old buildings.
Yeah, there's some really beautiful buildings.
Yeah, there really are. Anyway, it's on a corner by the post office. Really cool old building. And I'd had my eye on it with this idea for a restaurant when Bobby approached me to ask me if I wanted to just take it more serious and become a cook for him. Uh-huh. So I'd put that on the back burner, and I went right back to it. I already had budget laid out and everything for it.
You weren't cooking any barbecue, right? Or a little bit of barbecue, maybe?
We did towards the end. I started messing around with some briskets on my pit back in the alley, and I would do a barbecue brunch. We did Sunday brunch. And I put a brisket quesadilla on the menu just because everyone in Taylor said they didn't want barbecue or Mexican food, so we gave them an option. And they got barbecue and Mexican food. So I tried to hit them on one line of the menu with the brisket quesadillas, but it's still failed as a restaurant. We opened for like 16 months.
It's not easy.
Had to close. No. You know, and that's, you know, we're so fortunate here at Style Switch because we've got a, you know, Shane's such a good business person and just has a really good vision for what he wants. And if I got something pesky, like a, you know, something I didn't want to handle, some paperwork, I would just put it aside and go chop onions and it caught up.
Kind of seems like something I would do too. No, you need that. You need that balance. Now with Shane, is Shane from Taylor too?
Shane is from Taylor, and he grew up eating barbecue at Louis Miller. His dad was like just a, you know, just a very regular customer there. Of course, knew Fred and Bobby on a first name basis, as Bobby knew many people on a first name basis.
For sure.
You know, I learned more about that part of the business as well as just cooking barbecue from Bobby. You know, it's a putting your name on something and being genuine about it, and you know, making friends while you do it.
And then, so then did Shane come to you, or did you know Shane? Were you friendly with Shane before, and then you decided this is a good idea?
I knew him, like, you know, across the counter. I knew that he was John Stiles' son and everything. Okay. By the time I got to know him or serve him, he was coming back for college or whatever. But yeah, so I closed Mimosa, and he called the next day. His dad still lived around the corner, and apparently they had been, him and his friends wanted to open Style Switch, and were looking for a place and a cook. And his dad told Shane, said, well, Lance closed, you know, his spot.
Uh-huh.
You got to call Lance, you know, see. And so Shane called me the morning after I closed Mimosa and offered me the position. So it was like the universe opening me again. It all started happening again, and it happened real quick. And, you know.
So how long did it take you guys to open up stuff? Because did they already have a location, or did you already have a location?
He came over and picked me up one morning with another guy who's still working with us, Dwayne Jackson, a good friend of his that's one of our managers now.
Okay.
And we went and looked at different spots, and that was in April of 2011, and we signed the lease on this space in August. So it took us about 4 months to find it. Okay. And so, yeah.
And what's the style switch? What does that mean?
Well, the Stiles land out in eastern Williamson County between Taylor and Thorndale, there was a switch station out there for the train track that runs out there, okay. And it was on Stiles land, and they called that area Stiles Switch. Oh. It's now Thrall. They renamed it to Thrall. So that's where the name came from. And
Now, did you, from the beginning, you wanted to be open later, right? Wasn't that part of the plan?
It was. It was part of the business plan from day one. You know, we saw the need for this style of craft barbecue in Austin. Aaron Franklin had just gotten his brick and mortar opened a couple of months before we started our project.
Okay.
And the lines had already started, and everybody's selling out at lunch, and everybody's doing so. One of our things was we didn't want to sell out of food. You know, we want to serve a dinner, you know.
Well, especially with the community that you're located in, it makes sense.
Right. Well, it makes sense, too, for Austin in general, because it's such a tourist kind of town. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of late night stuff going on with music, entertainment, and everything that we've done really well by capturing that audience for dinner. So.
And what are your hours right now?
Well, so we open at 11 a.m. and we're open till 9 p.m. on Tuesday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday we're open till 10.
Wow, see that's amazing. So you can't get most places sell out by 1, 2, 3 o'clock, and then that's it. And then you just have to come back the next day.
Well, in the first 6 to 8 months, it was a challenge. It meant me working 16 to 18 hours. So I was, what we do is we just keep a clipboard, got the same clipboard we started with, and we just do a meat count of our inventory that's ready to serve after lunch. And then we add to that to bring it up to a par we want to serve for dinner.
Gotcha.
So, It was a lot of driving straight home and laying down for 3 hours and driving back in the
No, I could imagine. Do you live in Austin now, or are you in
Round Rock? It's
Round Rock, okay. Yeah, that's what, east of Taylor, is that? No, west of Taylor.
It's in between Taylor and Austin. Kind of cut my commute in half. So.
Oh, that's perfect. So now how much brisket are you guys going through a week roughly, or how much and how many beef are?
Well, the numbers fluctuate. It's been we're at about 300 to 350 briskets a week,
okay.
Give or take, depending on catering or whatnot.
And you have beer. You have beer and wine too, and
we do.
And then also music, right? Was it music on certain days too?
Yeah, we've got several times that we've had music events come up. We do South by Southwest every year, call it South by Style Switch. It's our own. And we've had different bands on the patio. We've got a really cool patio here.
So how long have you had the patio? I don't think the patio was there when I visited.
Yeah, so probably about the first year. We added that after about the first year. And we've also added another dining space. We have a private banquet room available now, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Two more spaces next to us here.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, because it's in like a, not a mini mall, but in a kind of
yeah, it's
a
like
shopping
a mini
mall.
Actually, they say it's the first one in Austin.
The first mini mall in Austin?
Yeah. It's called the Violet Crown Shopping Center.
Okay. And so barbecue wise, do you head out ever to other places, or I know you're pretty busy. Do you ever get out to other spots to try?
To cook?
Yeah, no, to eat.
Oh, to eat. You know, I really don't. I went over to Hays County Barbecue, real nice guys over there down in San Marcos doing a good job. And a couple of others around town, but I haven't really. We're pretty busy over here.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I see
a lot of pitmasters doing that, going around and, you know, glad handing everybody else and taking pictures, and that's cool. Everybody's in this for a different reason, but you know, we're here to keep cooking barbecue and serve lunch and dinner 6 days a week.
That makes sense. So, what do you eat outside of barbecue? What kind of food do you love?
A lot of cheeseburgers. Yeah. Just anything, you know. My wife cooks a lot at home for us.
What place do you like to go to?
I go to Whataburger a lot. Well, you know what? My spot is breakfast, because when I leave here, it's usually 8 or 9 in the morning when I'm done work. So there's a place, Cafe Java in Round Rock, up by my house. I'd stop in there and eat French toast about every morning. So.
It's
that kind of place where they all know you by name and having French toast today. Here's some coffee, you know.
Oh, and it also, to me, it feels pretty Texas too, or the South. And so for book-wise, do you read any barbecue books, or did you ever in the beginning read any meat books or barbecue books, or was it all hands-on, just learning
hands-on? It's been all hands-on. It really has. You know, I worked next to Bobby for those 7.5, 8 years, and I just learned from him, you know, and what he had kind of learned from Fred Fontaine and then put his own spin on it, you know, with his own input. And then I think I kind of had the opportunity to learn from both of those two great pit masters and then put my spin and my take on it and then pass that on to Andy Staff, who is kind of my number one, my next in charge here. Gotcha. And then Alan Michael, the other guys that we've got. So it's kind of that's the cool kind of thing about barbecue I like. It's passed on knowledge. You can read all the books you want to, but when you're standing there with a guy that's been doing it for 30 years or 15 years like myself, there's some experience there that you're not going to get, you know, in the pages of a book.
Oh, without a doubt, that hands-on is super, super important. And it's contextual. You actually get context to what you're doing as opposed to just trying to visualize it in your head.
Right, right. Well, the one book that's helped me a lot in my cooking is the Tao Te Ching. There's so many similarities in the Tao and the cooking barbecue. I highly recommend that read to any barbecue cook.
Is it a book, a food-based book, or is it more of a life-based book?
No, it was written thousands of years ago by a guy named Lao Tzu.
Okay.
Lived in the times of Confucian. It's only 72 verses. As it's been said, you can read it in a daytime, and you can study it for a lifetime.
So. Okay. Well, I'm going to buy that this week, so thank you for that recommendation. Is there anything about Style Switch that people might not know that you'd want to get across? Because it is. It's in North Austin, right? It's not in Austin proper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we call it North Central. Fairly close to downtown.
Okay.
So, you know, we're opening another location coming up soon in February. Kind of let everybody know about that. We're going to be out west of town in the Dripping Springs area. There's a Belterra community out there that we're going to be a big part of. So we're real excited about that.
Oh, very cool. That's in February?
Yes, sir.
So will you be running in between both locations, you think, or how's that?
That's the plan. Andy and Alan Michael will probably stay here and run this location. And Bill Dumas and Christopher McGee, two of our other pit masters here, will be going over the new spot. And we'll be adding a few new ones at each place, too. So.
Oh, that's great. How many smokers do you guys have at that location?
We've got four here. Okay. Yeah, we've got four close pits out back.
Okay, and will the same location be about the same size, roughly?
It's going to be a larger restaurant.
Oh.
It's going to be, yeah. So we're planning to do a little bit more business out there. It's got a larger, it's about a 6,000 square foot restaurant, so it's almost double the size of this one.
Oh, wow.
And we'll have a full bar, a private dining room, patio, all that cool stuff.
That is really cool. Well, congratulations on all your success, and please tell Shane hello, and Catherine, thank you so much for making this possible. I do appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time. I know it's you've already had a long day, so I do appreciate it.
There's only a few things I like more than cooking or talking about barbecues.
Well, thank you, Lance. And you have a great rest of your week, and I'll let you know when I put this online.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Lance.